Chapter 8. Minute, sensitive waves of our thought current are constantly and habitually scattered and wasted in the outer direction towards materialistic world, and are spent, absorbed, and lost in the materialism. These extroverted thought waves have to be collected, concentrated, and directed inwards to the source of all powers. That is our souls. This is practically a reverse process of mind, from habitual, unconscious process of extroversion in which we are frittering away and spending up our latent inherent power and making our mind and body weak and exhausted, to introspection, that is, directing our thought waves inwards by contemplation, concentration, and meditation on divinity, the source of all powers. By this reverse process, we conserve and strengthen our energy and augment our inherent power by contact with and reflection from the omnipotent divinity. This reverse process of mind, called meditation, has been defined and described in the past in numerous scriptures by spiritual masters, and various methods have been suggested and prescribed for its practice from time to time. The easiest method of meditation, or the process of meditation, is to concentrate the mind on the divine word, that is, Gurmantar, and repeat it continuously for some minutes in the beginning. The duration of meditation should be increased gradually with practice. Sit in a comfortable posture in a reserved room, close your eyes, and meditate at fixed time intervals or fixed times regularly, both morning and evening, and also at any other available time during the course of the day, even during sleepless intervals of night. Keep reminding your mind to avail of all possible opportunities without letting off a single one in repeating the Gurmantar. Repeat the Gurmantar in a slow voice so that you may hear the whisper yourself. By this simple method, concentration on the word becomes easy and smooth. This is, of course, the preliminary technique meant for the beginner. In due course, with consistent, uninterrupted practice of repetition, the Gurmantar will imperceptibly dissolve into Shabd, that is, wordless word, vibrating with sublime thrill, bliss, joy, and love. At this stage, Simran or meditation becomes effortless, automatic, spontaneous, and enjoyable. To attain such an exalted state of blissful consciousness, the following prerequisites are essential: minimum involvement in worldliness, complete detachment, complete and utter discard of ego, unflinching faith in divinity, intense devotion to Guru, selfless, loving, and devotional service, regular, faithful meditation on Naam, inspiring company of illuminated and enlightened souls, that is, God-men, and Guru's grace. So to attain such an exalted state of blissful consciousness, the prerequisites are a minimal involvement in worldliness, complete detachment, complete and utter discard of ego, unflinching faith in divinity, intense devotion to Guru, selfless, loving, and devotional service, regular, faithful meditation on Nam, inspiring company of illuminated and enlightened souls, that is God-men, and Guru's grace.